he was running very, very high fevers. I mentioned that before. He was somewhere around 101 degrees to 104 point something degrees, similarly dehydrated, unable to retain food or liquid or medication. So that was making the symptoms worse. Every time that he was coughing, he would get extremely nauseous. In a matter of a week, he lost about 17 pounds. The worst part of these was the chest pain and then a stomach ache. So at some point, decided to take him to the ER, and they were concerned when they ran CAT scans and lab works and x-rays, because they found some pockets of liquid outside his lung, but in his chest cavity. And they didn't understand where these fluids were coming from. At some point, they were really concerned that the coughing and vomiting, I'm sorry for saying it like that, had caused a rupture in his esophagus. If that was the case, he was going to need surgery to repair it, unless it was just a little perforation where he could heal with antibiotics and medicine on his own.
So then you decided to take him to Omaha. The doctors did.
The doctors did, because he needed to have a test. They call it barium swallow drop test. It seemed that nobody in Sioux City could get it done, at least in the next few days. And so they decided to transport him to Omaha by ambulance. So it was interesting, because I was positive for COVID. It was really hard to ask anyone else to be with him, because we didn't want to expose other people to it. And on the other hand, I couldn't go with him either. So he had to be isolated. I'm sorry, Sheila.
How are you feeling? Okay. It sounds like you still have some of the impact from COVID.
Yes, the lingering cough, the headache, lightheaded as well. You know, a moment's a little shaky. I don't know. But we're hoping and trusting to get better. One unexpected thing we didn't know is that COVID patients could develop hives, rashes, or skin issues. And that is a very visible showing of the viral infection. So I've been battling these hives. At some point, even my lips were puffy. I called my doctor's office. This was over the weekend. And so they transferred me to the doctor on call and stuff. But there was a point in the conversation that I was told I needed to hang up and call 911 before my throat started closing. And I was really worried, because my girls were still home sick, or getting better, but still with some symptoms. I couldn't have anybody come and watch them, or, you know, and I was still waiting for news from my husband and the hospital in Omaha. So I couldn't call and be taken somewhere. And I just took some Allegra, trying to maybe the antihistaminic will help reduce inflammation. And then my last resort was Benadryl, which I don't really enjoy, because it makes me really, really drowsy and really, really sleepy. So, but that seems to be the only thing that has alleviated those hives. And still, it has to be around the clock, because at the 4-hour effect, 4 to 5 hours, I start having those hives again. They come back and very itchy and very uncomfortable. And so I'm hoping my system gets this off really quick.
Now let's talk more again about your husband. He found out something about COVID that might be something that he may have to deal with maybe for the rest of his life, potentially.
His glucose levels were at about 400. And he never had that before. And so things that COVID could impact your sugar, your glucose levels. And so now he's officially diabetic. Now he's officially on insulin. They asked him at some point, it's like, where do you put your insulin? Where do you apply it? And he was like, I've never had insulin. I don't have diabetes, you know. It was present, and it was very high. So now we are adjusting to a new reality. Now we are adjusting our diet, because now we have to see things differently because of him. And probably it will be a good prevention for the rest of the family to follow the same pattern, the same diet, the same guidance.
And he's at home now recovering.
Yes, he's at home. He was released yesterday. and he has a host of medications and antibiotics that he needs to get through. But hopefully he'll be feeling better soon.
A week ago, when you attended the school board meeting virtually by phone, you had advocated for a hybrid learning situation for students. Have you had a chance to talk to other board members to maybe have them revisit what the school district's doing in light of what you've been through?
Actually, Director Scarlett called for a meeting or a discussion on this topic again, and she requested that to be on the agenda for an actual discussion the next board meeting, which is the 12th. I know for many people, we should make decisions so much quicker, so much faster. But we do have an open meetings law to follow. So there are topics that if we want to discuss, they need to be published at least 24 hours in advance to the meeting. Otherwise, they cannot actually be discussed or actually be decided upon. This is going to be a conversation, probably. I do have a feeling, though, that the most board members will prefer to stay with full classrooms as we are right now. And the district has made lots of efforts to keep everybody as safe as possible. We just wish that the rest of the community would mirror the practices of the school district to actually reduce the spread. I have followed very closely numbers since they were going down as a county. So I'm hoping that finally, as a community, getting better.
I did notice when the school district put out their update on Friday, the number of students impacted by COVID and staff, that was down a little bit. It was still in double digits, but it did go down slightly.
I also look at the website, you know, Iowa COVID-19 information, and they have it broken down by county, by school districts, all that information. It seems we are going down. And so I am truly hoping that we are on, again, doing better. I shared a little bit of our story so people can find something helpful in their own experiences. On the other hand, I want to thank the community, friends and family that have been so supportive and so caring. I want to thank them for their generosity and their love to us. And I want to thank the schools for all the work that they're doing for the kids. They were wonderful towards my daughters as they were home, trying to get homework done and trying to recover as well. So I am very, very grateful. I also want to thank the Siouxland District Health Department for their guidance. We have also been in touch with them as a family and asking questions, and they have been very helpful.
Thank you, Perla. I wish you the best.